We have a very special guest today. It is Congressman Lynn Westmoreland. You all know him. He's the Republican from the Georgia's 3rd District. He's elected in 2004 to Congress. Prior to that, he started, owned, operated his own private business. He knows what it's like to be in the private sector. He is a champion of economic liberty and a leading conservative in Congress. Congressman Westmoreland, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Ty.
Now, just recently, last couple days here, Paul Ryan was the pick for Mitt Romney as vice president. Love to hear your opinion on that pick.
Well, I'm excited about it. I've known Paul now since I've been in Congress, and I've had the opportunity to serve with him on the Young Guns team. And he's just a great guy. He's an average guy. He's somebody that everybody can relate to. And plus, he's smart as the dickens. I mean, he's just very smart. He comes across to me on camera, even though he doesn't really like the camera, he comes across almost Reagan-esque in that he's very sincere, and he talks right to the audience. And I think that's something that's going to be good for us, because he can explain the Medicare, the Medicaid, the Social Security problems better in simpler terms than anybody I've ever heard. And the American people need to know the truth, and that's what Paul Ryan is all about. That's what Erskine Bowles said. He's about the truth, and people just need to listen to him.
It's interesting that Romney chose Paul Ryan, because what I believe that does is it puts the focus on just what you just articulated, that the American people need to understand the economy, and they need to understand the fiscal cliff that we're heading for. Do you believe it puts the focus directly on that? Obviously Paul Ryan is a great orator, and he communicates very, very well, but do you believe it puts the focus on that? And do you think the American people will take the time to understand that, the masses? Obviously, that's something I'm reading about every day, but the masses, you think they'll take the time to understand that?
Well, Ty, you know, the truth is many things to many people, but at the end of the day, it's still the truth. And some people don't like to hear the truth, but sometimes the truth is ugly. This truth is ugly. It is something that the American people have not been fully informed of since Bush tried to do something with Social Security. And here again, that got blown way out of what it was really going to try to do. And so, you know, some people are going to deny the truth, and some people are going to hide their head in the sand and say, you know, I don't want to hear it. But if they will listen to Paul, he will put it in a context that they can understand. In this administration, you know, if you listen to poor old Joe Biden or, you know, the president talk about this, they spin it in a way that is, well, I mean, it's just not the truth.
Well, it's completely deceptive. You don't want to call
it. It's completely deceptive.
You know, and we don't want to call the guy a liar, but good gosh, he's saying things that aren't true. And you know,
well,
that
sure he is. And I think, and look, you know, if nobody challenges what you say, sometimes you can get people to, you know, believe it. And some people don't question anything anybody says. But then when you have somebody that will expose it with the truth, that becomes a different story. And I think that's the reason that they're so afraid of Paul Ryan. Because, look, I mean, Romney, you know, I support the governor. I'm going to vote for the governor. But, you know, I mean, he's been hit so hard. Sometimes I think that he may have lost some of his credibility. But Ryan has, you know, I mean, he's come on kind of pure. And he's still saying the same thing that Romney was saying.
All right, we're coming up here on a hard break. We're talking to Congressman Lynn Westmoreland. He's been kind enough to stay with us till after the break, so we'll see you straight ahead. All All right. Welcome back to the Ty J. Young Show. The theme, as always, is growth with protection, because it's not how much you make, it is how much you get to keep. I am Ty Young, your host, also president and founder of Ty J. Young, Inc., a nationwide wealth management firm. And our listeners want to know how political issues, economic issues, and current events, and how those things affect their money. And that's what we're going to be talking about here today. With me today, always, my co-host, as always, Steve Rodriguez. We're talking today to Congressman Lynn Westmoreland, a Republican from Georgia's 3rd District. You've stated that you think we should go back to pre-stimulus spending levels, back to 2008 levels. Here's my question. Is that enough, do you think?
Well, no, that's not enough. But it's a start. And we didn't get in this fiscal shape that we're in right now overnight.
That's right.
We're not going to get out of it overnight. And, you know, when government steps up, people step back. The community steps back. The churches step back. Family members step back. And so we're going to have to give it some time where the government can step back slowly and let the community leaders, let the civic organizations, let the churches, let family members step up and fill in. And we're going to have to do this on a gradual basis. But 2008 is where we really got all that budgets and spending out of whack, when the Democrats controlled the House, the White House, and the Senate. Mm.
Question for you. I've got some folks I was talking to the other day. One, the gentleman, he's retired. He worked at the post office. The lady was retired. She's a school teacher. Both have pensions. And here's the question that they asked me. They said, Ty, who do you think we should vote for to keep our pensions? And I was astonished that they didn't know. They didn't know that they were, you know, being lied to from the liberal side. They didn't know that sound, or they didn't, I guess they didn't come to the realization that that sound financial principles will, and making concessions now, as Chris Christie said, you can work with me now or not have a pension later. They didn't recognize that. How do we articulate to people that we're going to have to get our fiscal house in order, or we're going to go over the fiscal cliff, as they call it? How do we articulate that effectively, so people actually grasp it?
You know, Ty, that's a great question, because I don't know, because I've been trying to do it for 8 years. Mm. And, you know, the Republicans have been trying to do it for a while, and we just haven't got the message across. But if you go back and look at some of the legislation that George Miller put in when he was chairman of the Education and Workforce, talking about, you know, putting the 401ks and these pension funds and everything else into, you know, I guess the government system, you know, that's a telltale sign. And sometimes sometimes the things that we tell people, I guess, are so baffling to them and so unfamiliar.
Right.
This country that, it's hard for them to believe. I mean, you know, if you had interviewed anybody prior to 2008, I think they would have told you, you know, I mean, McCain was a terrible choice on our part, but I think if you had asked them how, you know, this president was going to govern, that they would have said middle of the road. They had no idea that, you know, this gentleman wanted to be a king rather than a president. Mm. And if you look at those things, it is such a stark contrast to what this country and our presidents have been, that it's hard for them to get their head around. And honestly, I think some of them are still in shock.
Yeah.
Over what's happened over the last 4 years.
I certainly am. And, you know, I think I agree with you. I don't think people had the first clue how he was going to govern. They love the idea of a guy saying hope and change. And everybody had their own idea, I guess, of what hope and change was. And they were looking for it. And some of the interviews that all of us saw on TV certainly speak to that. But let's talk about the media just a second. And I know we're short on time here. But the mainstream media, And by the way, we're talking to Congressman Lynn Westmoreland, Republican, the third district here in Georgia. The mainstream media says that the Republicans are unwilling to compromise. Well, it seems to me over the last two decades, that's all we've done is compromise. George Bush, 41, he lost the election because he compromised, and we never did get the spending cuts. Ronald Reagan is still, he compromised, allowed for tax hikes, and he never got his spending cuts either. Do you believe we can compromise at this point, or haven't we compromised enough?
You know, Ty, I'm going to say this, and this is what I told our leadership. And we were talking about the farm bill in a little leadership meeting, and they were talking about that they would probably wait till next year and pass the farm bill. And I said, look, guys, I got something to tell you. If you want to pass a farm bill, you better pass it now. Because we've cut $35 billion out of the food stamps programs. And it's not really out of the food stamps. It's really out of the process that allows people to automatically qualify for food stamps if they're on some other type of government assistance. In other words, they would have to ask specifically for the food stamps. And they said, well, what are you talking about? And I said, well, right now, we've cut $35 billion out of that program. If you wait to January and we have a Republican president, a Republican Senate, you're going to have to pass a bill that has $70 billion worth of cuts. Because if we're in control, we're going to have to back up what we have been saying.
Right.
And so if you're going to do it, you better do it now when you can get some Democratic votes. Because if you wait, it's going to be even tougher. And I think that's what our leadership in the House specifically has to realize, is that a lot of our incoming freshmen, a lot of our staunch conservatives in the House, we understand that, you know, if we shut the government down, if we give this president the bully pulpit, he will win. And our focus right now on everything, because if we don't have a change in the November election, this country, I think, is going down the tube. So we're doing everything we can to give us the best shot of doing that. But come January, if we're successful, we are going to be held accountable. And I can promise you that there's going to be a different philosophy come out of Congress.
Tell me this, there's 32 bills, this, I found this on your website, or we did, I should say, 32 bills on your website that the House has passed, deficit reduction, regulatory reform, tax reform, none of which the Senate has taken up in the Senate. Of those, which one of those is the most galling to you that they haven't even voted on when it comes to specifically job creation?
I think it's the EPA regulations. I think it's the bill that we also have just passed that said no more new regulations until unemployment got less than 6%. Because these regulations is what's, you know, it's the regulations on top of the uncertainty of small business job creators not knowing what their taxes are going to be next year. They don't know what their energy cost is going to be next year. They don't know what their health care cost is going to be next year. And you put on top of that these new regulations that are coming out of, thin air, we can't do anything. So we passed a piece of legislation that Tim Griffith out of Arkansas said, hey, look, no more new regulations till we get unemployment under 6%. And the other thing, Ty, and I think this is really what people's it's hard for them to get their head around because they're used to going into a room and turning on the light switch. But we passed legislation that would save some of our coal-fired power plants. You know, if you talk to these utility companies, they're going to be closing these coal-fired plants, and we're going to have rolling brownouts, we're going to have blackouts, and that's when it's going to come to the reality for people. When they flip on that switch and don't get anything, they're going to go, oh my God, what happened? And we can take them back. Not that they're going to want a history lesson, but we can take them back and say, look, here's what we tried to do to prevent this from happening and couldn't get it done.
Oh. Unbelievable. All right, we're talking to Congressman Lynn Westmoreland. We've already gone over the time that you gave us, so we appreciate you. Appreciate you sticking with us here. And let me get this in before we finish up. If folks want to learn more about you, they want to make a donation to your campaign, they want to get involved, how do they do that?
Well, you can go to LynnWestmoreland.org. I'm not a real technical geek, I think.
I tell you,
.org, and they can go there, get all the information they want, contribute or whatever. Because look, we're in a battle, and everybody needs to be all in. We're not going to change this by sitting on the sofa watching Fox News. We're going to all have to be involved and informed and inspired. And so, you know, I just want to encourage your whole listening audience, you know, let's go get them.
Yep. I love that. Let's go get them. We're talking today to Congressman Lynn Westmoreland. Sir, it's an honor and a privilege to have you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ty.